In this evening's sports, Cayman's light heavyweight pro Jaden Eccleston is back homeward bound after a dominant performance in Santa Marta, Colombia, stopping his opponent in the second round with a precise body shot to secure another professional boxing victory. Eccleston says the win was the result of a clear game plan and sharp execution.
Oh, very happy with my victory in Colombia. Second round stoppage or KO to the body. Precise. We worked on a lot of things in this fight, and I'm just happy that we executed the way that we planned it. With this guy, we were always saying, oh, we're going to go to the body. For me, stopping him in the second round, me and coach spoke about how we were going to approach this fight. We started with a jab just to see what he has, because, you know, everyone is equal. He has two arms, two legs, one head, just like me, even though he was a bit shorter. He was heavier. So we just started with a jab just to feel him out, see what he has. And then I caught him from first round with a body shot. And then I realized that's the spot. That's where I need to keep going. And then second round, I just came out and went straight to the body. And that's all it took.
He says he's healthy, uninjured, and ready to return to training immediately. A welcome change after dealing with a broken hand in his previous bout.
Right now, just going to get back home. Get back in the gym straight away. I'm not injured, I'm healthy coming out of this fight. You know, normally you go in a fight, you never know when you come out, you'll have either bruised ribs. Well, the last time I had a broken finger or hand. But yeah, I'm happy.
Eccleston now looks ahead to getting straight back into camp as he continues building momentum in his professional career. Cayman's boys U14 national team have bounced back in a big way at the CFU U14 Challenge Series in Punta Cana, earning their first win of the tournament with a strong 4-1 victory over Turks and Caicos Islands. It was an impressive response after Sunday's tough 3-1 loss to Antigua and Barbuda in their Tier 2 Group B opener. Kennardinho Henry scored Cayman's first goal of the tournament, finishing a well-placed cross from Liam Forrest to briefly pull the team level at 1-0. Today, the young Caymanians showed their quality across the pitch, finding the net 4 times to secure all 3 points. The goals came from Jace Ebanks, Kennardinho Henry, Toby Bell, and Trey Webster, giving Cayman a much-needed boost heading into the final round of group play. After 2 matches, Cayman sit on 3 points in Group B and remain in the hunt as they prepare to face Dominica on Wednesday, looking to finish the group stage on a high. In other local sports, Cayman's top youth cyclist Ryan Thompson is set to fly the Cayman flag in Belize this week as he lines up for the 2026 Caribbean Junior Road Cycling Championships. From August 20th through the 24th, the region's top young cyclists will battle for Caribbean titles, with Thompson taking on 2 major events, the junior men's 20-kilometer individual time trial on August 22nd, followed by the 93.6-kilometer junior men's road race on August 23rd. After a strong season on the bike, the young Caymanian says he's ready for the challenge and he's eager to test himself against the best juniors in the Caribbean across 2 very different disciplines.
I feel great again to represent my country going into Caribbean Championships. I feel like I can produce a good result for the time trial and the road race, and I'm feeling very confident. I'm focusing on my recovery mostly. I think that's a big part of the chances that I can get to win these 2 races. And I think if I edge everybody else over that, I can come up with a better result.
He says the trip is made possible through support from the Catalyst Group, the Cayman Islands Olympic Committee, and the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture, and Heritage.
My friends and my family and my sponsors really motivated me, you know, since they're supporting me so much. I just want to give them in return a good result and make sure they feel proud. And it's another big opportunity to represent Cayman on the international stage and in such a big event, and I'm proud. And I just want to thank all my sponsors. They know who they are, and I couldn't have done it without them. This whole trip, couldn't have done it without them. Thank you so much.
Radio Cayman is wishing Thompson safe travels, strong legs, and a big weekend on the road. And it was a tough weekend for Academy Sports Club as they continue their preseason preparations with 2 matches against Jamaican powerhouse Portmore United. The local side used the fixtures as part of their build-up toward the start of CIFA's domestic leagues next month, facing an experienced Portmore outfit at the Academy Sports Field on Outpost Road. Club co-founder Virgil Seymour says the matches were an important test for Academy as they worked to sharpen their squad ahead of the new season.
The guys did fantastic, you know. We were in weren't looking to come up winners. Right. We did, you know, it would be a bonus, but definitely we showed that we could play, given more time with training, more competition like Portmore. So the boys then get to see where we are at playing a professional team, and the commitment now, if you want to go on and be competitive in new season and perhaps win it at the end of the season, now we see what we got to do.
Care to tell us what it is you saw or observed?
Well, I just think, in fairness, we're not in shape.
Yeah.
So where we should have been, when we lose the ball and how to fight back for it, we didn't have those things, and that's lack of fitness. Yeah. And when you don't have fitness, you lack of concentration.
True.
Everything then goes right.
Yeah.
Once you get the fitness up, the mindset to stay focused for a longer period will be more evident.
Portmore United chairman Gawin Tallack says that the trip also served as a valuable bonding opportunity for his team.
Get the international experience.
Yeah.
The facility that's been offered to us, we're gracious for it.
Yes.
And I think the guys enjoyed themselves foremostly.
Yeah.
And they got the time to improve and get ready for the new season.
Yeah, speaking of the new season, what's up? What are you guys up against for this season?
Being champions of JPL last year, we also qualified for CONCACAF. So we have the CONCACAF games coming up. Our next game is September 9th against our local rivals, Mount Pleasant.
Right.
And we have the league to start now, September 6th.
Yeah.
So we have a full schedule ahead of us.
On the field, Portmore showed their pedigree as 8-time Jamaica national champions, defeating Academy 2-0 on Wednesday and 2-0 again on Sunday. Academy, however, now turned their attention to final preparations as the local football season approaches. That's it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.